Hi everyone, welcome to Words of Wisdom with Apostle Glenn Munama. We are excited to have you on our podcast, and we know you will be blessed, convicted, and strengthened by this week's podcast episode. Don't forget that a new episode is posted every Wednesday at 7 p.m. South African Standard Time. Before you get into it, please don't forget to follow us on social media. Our Facebook page is The Synagogues JWC. Our Instagram is thesynagogues.jwc. And last but not least, our YouTube page is Ida TV. We also would love to hear back from you, so we have set up a Discord channel for you all. Feel free to check out the podcast description for the link. We also have a few announcements. The Synagogues JWC is building. Our goal is to have the funding to start phase one of the auditorium by 2025. To give towards the project, you can use our PayPal PayMe link or via bank transfer. Banking details and PayPal link can be found in the podcast description. Let us build the house of the Lord. Enjoy.
You know, today I understand King Mother's Day. King Mother's Day. Now, bomme, rale buakalina. Rale buakalina. Gore modimo re file bomme ba o tswana le lena. And even the mothers that brought us. Amen. That gave birth to us, rale bua modimo. But what I refuse is to be given a program ya kereke ke lefatshe. For today, program tsa dikereke swantse be Mother's Day programs, including the message. And it's a man who decided it will be Mother's Day. Then everything, you know, I was listening to the radio, some of the churches sitting early live radios sessions. Ke Mother's Day. Bible ba re M ye meeting, O ye meeting, gire yon na we. Ke message. Ba tla re fa le Valentine program hape. Re tla bo tla re bolela re ra re V ye meeting, A ye meeting, L re tla fumana di scripture for ntotsi. Hello. Wa ka ra le kushisa taba ya kae. Le fasi cannot give us the program ya Modim. I refuse. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. In the synagogue, ranaka program ya Modim. When it's Father's Day, everything is Father's. Yes, we'll appreciate because batara rena arna tava lintuiti. Ratara fela re relewe Modim refete mo. Because moyo halang onali di tava tadi twiring. Say since a Mother's Day. Hallelujah. So I was listening to this program. It was interesting. I was telling my daughter, this is interesting. What they are doing is Bafanaka appreciation. I don't know whether it's an award. For Mea Nali Banababa in Chufitababang. More than 7. They started from 10, 9, 8. No, it's not much. Baba Fitako 7, they found one. So that one for this year becomes the mother with the most children was celebrated. I don't know. This is what people are doing in the church today. But in this church, we follow what the Lord wants us to follow. And not what men want us to follow. Hallelujah. Yes. Jesus Christ is coming, Bazalwane. The times of playing church are over. Yes. And these things are the reason the church is where it is today. Why wanna kereke I weak? And I'll show you how weak the church is just now. Church is very weak. How do you know the church is weak? It's easy. Say neighbor, it's easy. Just look at the evils in the community. Sheba bubi bo bo leng ka ra tshaba. A ke tsebe nna le mafia sa ona bubi na. Ah? Yesterday I opened my radio in the car and I was with my daughter, and my daughter said, as I was opening the switching on my radio, the first thing that came in the news, a man sentenced to 20 years after raping a minor. She said, you see, that's why I don't want to listen to South African news. That was a response. That's why I don't want to listen to South African news. South Africa, the church is weak. I'm not lying to you. Kuru, we are against, our back is against the wall. Ko satanuru tsere ka diwashi. Matsa tsara motho ka diwashi. Ntibeleng motho tswaruwa motho ibile ba tsarela le boteng. Do you know this? Next year, our back is against the wall. We can scream as much as we want, but the power is not there. Hello? I'm here to tell the truth from there. I go back home. Amen? The mafias, they know me to tell the truth and nothing else. For many years, I've been coming here. Early 2010 World Cup. That's when we started here. The message has not changed. We are still speaking the truth. Hallelujah. Amen. For you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. We are bound by the lies we speak. The lies from the pulpits. If South Africa is a Christian nation, meaning 80% of people barapela mudimu, why do we have so much problems? Why so much evil? Who's committing those evil? 80%. Who's doing this thing? If it's not them, what are they doing to stop it? They say if good men do nothing, evil does what? Prospers. It proliferates. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you here, Banaba Mudim? Are you here? Amen. I want us to go to the book of Judges and see something there. Judges chapter 2. Judges chapter 2. You know, yesterday... I will come back to that issue. Let's look at Judges chapter 2. Father, we thank you for the reading of your word. I commit this word. I commit my mind. I commit my mouth. I commit my eyes. I commit my ears to the leadership of the Holy Spirit. I know nothing. I want to rely on your leadership and your revelation as you guide me through scriptures. I thank you, Lord. May I speak as your oracle. May I represent heaven, I pray, Lord. May you find this vessel worthy to carry this message. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Judges chapter, let's start from verse 6. It says, when Joshua had sent the people away, the people of Israel had gone each one to his assigned property in order to take possession of the land. The people served Adonai throughout Joshua's life and throughout the lives of all the older men who outlived Joshua and who had seen all the great work of Adonai, which he had done of Israel. Now listen to this. The Bible says that these people served God, feared God, knew God during the time of Joshua. Hello?
Amen.
You see, there are people who will have a good influence, leaders who will have a good influence on people. Especially godly leaders like Yeshua, who feared God. The Bible says that he, during his time and the time of the people who were with him, were in the wilderness. Now, these are the people who knew the power of God. All right, I want you to listen to me. Yeshua and his company are the people who came from the wilderness, who saw the pillar of fire, who saw the cloud that was just moving before them, who saw the manna that was just falling out of the sky, who saw the birds that were just coming and as meat and they were just eating. These people saw the water that came from the rock. These people saw how the bitter waters of Marah were changed and became seed. These are the people who saw the opening of the Red Sea. They saw the power of God. And the Bible says that those men led with conviction. Obana, there's a problem of a leader who has never experienced God. I don't know if I'm talking to somebody. There is a problem if a leader has never experienced God. He can never take you to where he has never been. And these are the kind of leaders that we have in the churches today. They have not experienced the power they are talking about. Am I talking to somebody here?
Yeah.
They are encouraging people to believe in something they don't believe. That is why the message is not impactful. Let me tell you something. Do you know that when I speak to you, I'm communicating the words, but there's also a message I'm communicating.
Amen.
And that message is not heard here, it's received here.
Amen.
Now I want to explain this. There's more you receive from me than the words you are hearing.
Amen.
You will receive unbelief from me, even if I speak these words. Okay. All right. I don't know if I'm talking to that. Are you the right people?
Amen.
You see, we are communicating much more than the words we are telling you. When you sit here under my ministry, you are receiving a lot of things.
Amen.
Little are receiving what you receive.
Amen.
I mean, you are receiving both good and evil. I want to tell you the truth. I'm not a perfect being. I'm praying that you must not receive anything bad from me. Oh. I'm praying you receive good things from me because I'm not perfect. I've got struggles in life, and I don't want you to receive my struggles. I want you to receive only good things. I'm not an angel. I overcome every day. I declare every day that his strength is made perfect in my weaknesses. But I do have those weaknesses. And my prayer is that your weaknesses, my weaknesses, must not become your weaknesses. Only receive good things. That's why for a preacher, I must pray before he preaches. So Lord, please filter out all the bad things out of whatever I'm saying, so that your people receive good things.
Amen.
Oh, I don't know if I'm talking to somebody.
Amen.
Now, this man lived and spoke about what they knew. And you can see that during their leadership and their preaching and their teaching, people walked straight. They walked according to the fear of God and the knowledge of God. Because the man who led them knew what they were talking about. When they talked about God, they said, Not the God that they hear about, but the God that they have seen. Clearly, when they died and everybody was there in the wilderness, the Bible says that things began to change. Now, listen to this. Listen to this. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you still with me?
Amen.
The people served Adonai throughout Yeshua's life and throughout the lives of all the older men who outlived Yeshua and who had seen. Listen to that. Who had seen what? All the great work of Adonai. Baboni batwa.
Hallelujah.
That many of us are shouting and screaming, but we have never seen anything. That is why we are misleading people. That's why people don't have faith when we talk, because we have seen nothing.
Amen.
We are encouraging people to believe God we don't believe. I told you I'm going to tell the truth and then we'll see after that.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you still with me?
Amen.
I want you to underline this. The people served Adonai throughout. This is very important scripture. Why people don't believe God? Here's the answer. Here's the answer. The people served Adonai throughout Yeshua's life. Did you underline that? And throughout the lives of who? Of all the older men who had outlived Yeshua and who had seen, underline that, who had seen all the great work of Adonai. Baboni. Hello?
Amen.
That person will be unmoved, will be unshaken. You can say whatever you say, they have seen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you still here?
Amen.
Oh, do you love this Jesus?
Amen.
So when Yeshua, the son of Nun, the servant of Adonai, died, there it is. You see that? When he died, the man who knew God, the man who experienced God, the power of God, he has seen it all. When he died, and he died 110 years old, and they buried him near what? The boundary of his property in Timnath Heres, in the hills of Ephraim, north of Mount Gash. Now listen to the next verse. When the entire generation had been gathered to their ancestors, which one is this? Those who had seen the great works of God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Who? Those who had seen. Look at your neighbor. Say neighbor. When those who had seen leave us, there's a problem. Because the rest of us, the things we just read about that have never come out of the Bible to live in our midst. That's the problem that we have. This Bible does not live. It's a dead book. It's just words like a novel. The Bible says that these words are spirit and they are alive. It means that they must come out and live in our midst. Is Jesus himself this word? He must come out. Some men must believe that this Bible can come alive. Everything that is written in the Bible is possible. But we don't have men who have not experienced even one of them. One miracle. One. They've never seen it. Even one. Half a miracle. Not even one. You know, I remember, I always laugh about this, and I told this man of God all the time. He was in another church, so he was serving them. So there was a revival coming, you know, a crusade in that church. So one of the other elders, He was excited about the crusade that is coming. So he was the one announcing. And he said, we have got a crusade coming. Please make sure you bring everybody, unbelievers. Bring those that are sick. Bring the cripples. Bring the lame. And the pastor said to the one, now the one who's telling the story was sitting next to the pastor of the place. So the pastor says to this one, Abisa di kala akanakana uta di fodisa. Now I'll interpret that. Are you here? Now this person said, the one said, the pastor said to this one next to him, said, this person inviting, calling all these cripples and the lames, and is he going to heal them? Well, now you must remember, this pastor is the one who's going to preach there. You see the problem that we have? You see the problem? When the generation of Joshua dies, then we have a problem. The men of God who lived and walked the length of the breadth of this country, whom we don't even remember. We remember more Mandelas. Even the churches remember Mandela. But there are men and women of God who believed God and walked with God. Miracles. But we don't know about them. And they've died. And they've died with everything. Hello? Batemba have seen nothing. They are making noise every Sunday. Hello? Am I talking to somebody here? You see, the people who have seen nothing make the loudest noise. You see, when you know who you walk with, I'm making noise because I'm trying to help you. This is not the level I preach. It's too high. I'm doing this for you because we don't have but the people who don't know what they're talking about, they try to scream, hoping that the message will get across. The conviction is not by the loud sound. It is the work of the Spirit. Are you still here?
Amen.
Can I hear somebody say, glory to Jesus?
Glory to Jesus.
You are going to walk out of this place a believer.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, Benson Idahosa, one of the greatest men of God here in Africa, a Nigerian. One day the pastor was preaching and he was sitting down and he mentioned the power of God. And that you can heal the sick, you can raise the dead. And he said, Pastor, can I raise the dead? He said, yes. He said, have you raised the dead? He said, no. He said, can I raise the dead? He said, yes. He took his bicycle, went around the village asking where the dead people were. He finally found one, a young boy. And he prayed. And the boy did not rise from the dead. He went and read the Bible quickly and checked that when Jesus Christ rose the dead, he told people to go out. He called the name. And he went, okay, ask who, what's the name of the child? They told him, and he called the name, and the child came to life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he says in his entire life, he has raised 17 people from the dead. Look at your neighbor. Do you know anybody like in Gauteng? Let's forget Nel Mafias, because I'm sure it doesn't happen in Nel Mafias. anywhere in Gauteng? What's the answer? You know, I was talking to my daughter this morning and said, you know, we happen to be talking about something close to this. And I said to her, one thing I know, if there was somebody dead anywhere in South Africa, it would be on social, rising from the dead, it would be on social media. It would be on TikTok. Oh. So the fact that they are not on TikTok rising, it means they are not rising. Ah, you can rely on that. But TikTok, you can rely on it. Hallelujah. Should the dead be raised today here in El Mafias, it will be on TikTok tomorrow. This, you know why people don't rise, even those who believe they can, is because they are doing it for their own fame and their own pocket. A person knows, all I need is to raise one person from the dead, my church will be full. Hello? You don't need many, only one from the dead. The church will be. You see why we don't raise them? God looks at the heart and says, ah, this one. What I get, what I got to fail. Am I talking to somebody here? That's why we cannot, you know, we are driven by our own greed. And the things of God don't operate like that. They don't. Hallelujah. Amen. To be honest with you, Christianity without the power is boring. Hello? Amen. I mean, for me, maybe say never, maybe we're now not a problem. But for me, Christianity without power is boring. It's boring. Where are we again? Hallelujah. So Joshua died, and all the people who had seen everything died. People who have not seen anything. What are they going to tell people? Huh? Imagine South Africa being led by pastors and prophets and apostles who have seen nothing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when you look at the lives of these people from there, from that time of Yeshua, came the period of judges. You know the judges, you know how they operated. Oh, it's like a pendulum. Correct. You know what they were doing? They'll go into their sin and God will take them to bring a nation to oppress them. Then they come to God. Hallelujah. And then things get better. Babuela morale. That is even the life of a Christian today. In church, when there's a problem, after that, when it's solved, they go away. They are like this. Judgment, back to God. Judgment, back to God, then judgment. No, judgment back to God, and then in God, and then they sin again. Judgment is like this, like this. Because people will always need this message of repentance from sin and all, because there is no power over sin. I don't know if I'm talking to somebody here. I'm not saying that we shouldn't confess our sins. I'm talking about people who live in sin, not some mistakes that people do. But they come to repent, we lay hands on them, they cry, from there they wipe their tears, they go back. Do you know such people? Sunday they come, they cry because something is happening in their lives. They are like the period of the judges. They were like that. And you look at all the judges, like now after they left because Joshua died, they were brought back by problems. It's no longer sustenance by the weight. I'm going to talk about this just now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you love Jesus Christ?
Amen.
Let's clap hands for Jesus. Let's clap hands for Jesus. I tell you, I never say my life is changing. I'm telling you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when the entire generation had been gathered to their ancestors, another generation arose that knew neither Adonai nor the work he had done. But never said to me, Nixika Mudim. No, whatever he has done, nothing. There are Christians like that. They are with us, but they know nothing about God. Oh, if you don't know, this was a picture, a shadow of our lives, then you are in trouble. Well, everything you see in the Old Testament is us in the Old. You know, sometimes we look at the Bible and say, hey, the Israelites can need it, but never snat marahe waka wena or wena unate. Because the Bible says this is the your shadow. It's like you are looking at the shadow in Pena, your shadow, but it's your shadow. How ya call your latella or why latella in Pichi? But it's your shadow, isn't it? It's your what? It's your shadow. But we don't recognize our shadows. They are there in the Old Testament. Hallelujah. Namrata mrana Jesu watu. Can I continue? So a generation arose that knew neither who Adonai nor the work he had done for Israel. Oh, what a pitiful place to be. You know, don't know God and you don't even know the power of God. Oh, you know nothing. You just carry a Bible. You just go to church. How to be you have never experienced the power of God. That's very dangerous. That's why they go to Sangomas. Why? Because they have never seen this one. If you know God and you've seen his power, you will know that he's better than Sangomas. Because nobody needs to convince you.
Amen.
You know, hey, Makanyana has in Nixia.
But the problem, we have never seen this power. We still think there's a better power somewhere else. That's a problem. That's a problem that we have. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I remember one day, it's here in Pretoria. The time we moved to Linwood. You remember there was a time when we were going to Linwood somewhere there. Library. Who remembers that time? Library. You remember? There was a lady. Remember, I used to come and arrive late and, you know, trying to do this, and it was hard for me. And there was a day when I arrived there, and I think I just prayed for people. Okay, it was very late. And there was this lady, I think she was trying to take something out of her wallet. I think she had forgotten that there was a dirty-looking stick in the wallet. A beautiful lady. A beautiful lady carrying a stinking, ugly, looking stick in her wallet. Kiriyo. Kirausi, what's this?
Kabonar kito yen. Kiri stick is a height.
People who don't know God believe in funny things. Hallelujah. Let me tell you this. If you meet a Christian who has brought some funny thing into his house and he believes it, just tell yourself, this one has never seen the power of God. Simple. Don't try to convince them. Show them the power of God. Show them the power of God. You can convince them the whole year. Don't do this. Don't do this. The problem is not what they are doing. It's what they don't know, which is the power of God. Are you here?
Amen.
Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor, you see our problem. How to come on a matter? Why? Because you don't know any other power. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, on Friday, I'll be telling you about these stories. This very Friday, there was a girl who collapsed on the stage. She collapsed as she was trying to give speech. There was an evening of some sort, a function at school, and they were giving speeches. As she was starting to give speech, she collapsed. She couldn't breathe. The mother called me and she said, I'm bringing her to church. I couldn't say hospital. She said, I'm bringing her to church. I mean, she's not breathing. Do you understand what that means? If you don't know your God, you're not. Are you going to say bring who? Like, am I talking to say? Are you going to say bring who? You say, hey, call ambulance. Take hospital. And she said, are you at church? I want to come with her now if you're there. Oh my goodness, I'm not the one who's going to discourage their faith. I'm not going to be the one. I'd rather pray, Lord, redirect them. Am I talking to somebody here? And I said, okay, I'm not. And I wasn't home, by the way. In fact, I was in the gym when she called me. I was running on a treadmill. I was in the gym and I don't normally answer phones when I'm, and I see, okay, I answered it. I say, okay, and I'm breathless. I'm running, I'm breathless. I'm just praying to finish a kilometer. And I said, okay, fine, what an excuse to stop running. And I responded, and she says, you know, she's here. And I tried praying on the phone, and I said, how is she? She said, no, she's still the same. I want to bring her to you. Are you there? And I said, I'm not, because I was almost done. I said, I'll come. Let's say, you can go. I'll find you. And as I was coming back home, I see their car parked outside the gate. And I knew whose car it was that. In there, there's a girl who's not breathing. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
And I asked my son to open the gate. And they opened the gate. They were driving in front of us. And then they stopped by the church. And then I said, okay. They said, okay, you can stay. We'll go. Then I ran down and I said to her, let's go in there. And the girl could not breathe. Huh? I mean, she was like, I say, Jesus, in the name of Jesus. I said, in the name of Jesus. And then it was like she's going down now. It's like now she's going home. I said, in the name of Jesus. She kept going down. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
And I said, in the name of Jesus. Then she started coughing. I said, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I said, how are you? She said, I'm okay, Pastor, I'm okay. Oh, you don't understand this. That's the real power. That girl, you will tell her, there's a sangoma, she's not going to go. Why? She has seen power. She's not reading about it in the Bible. She has seen it. When trouble comes, it's asking you not of the God that you read about, is asking you about the God that you know. Tell your neighbor, when trouble comes, it's asking you not about the God you have read about, the God you have heard the pastor talk about. No, the God that you know. You better make sure you know him before trouble comes. Am I not making sense to somebody? Tell anybody, you better make sure you know him before trouble comes. Because trouble comes to ask one question. Do you know the God that you are talking about? That you are busy saying, Jesus, Jesus, yeah. Do you know him? If the answer is no, that trouble is taking you to Sangoma straight. Not via anywhere, straight to Sangoma. Oh, am I talking to somebody in the house? Do you love Jesus? Let's clap hands for Jesus. Let's clap hands for Jesus. Hallelujah. You see the problems that we have today. people who don't know, who neither know him nor seen him. That's the generation of sinners, adulterers, idolaters. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then the people of Israel did what was evil. When those who feared and knew God, the moment they left, people started living wickedly. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you still here?
Amen.
They abandoned Adonai because now no one was there to either demonstrate the power of God or to at least encourage them and say, hey, I know this God. You see, the power, Paul says something which is very powerful. He says, I was comforted. Listen to this. He says, we were comforted so that with the same comfort, we can comfort others. I want to repeat this. He says, we were comforted so that with the same comfort, we can comfort others. The problem is people who have never been comforted, you are trying to comfort. Are you hearing me? I told you we communicate more than the words. If I'm comforting you, whether it's a word of exhortation, a word of encouragement, I care we do it here. Encouragement. But if you yourself have never been encouraged, people don't receive it. Your words might be very nice. I mean, you can prepare very well. But the question is always, have you experienced that power yourself? The power that was able to take you from one place to another. Then if you have never, you cannot take one person by simply speaking to them from one place to another. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that with the same comfort, hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, when we go through stuff in life, that is the moment. Don't waste moments of possible comfort from God. Because that is the place where God wants to show himself. Just for you. Amen?
Amen?
Let me tell you this. It's costly to believe God. It does not come cheap. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
You have to lose yourself. You have to give up everything. Until you have given up everything. And you are just saying, Lord, do whatever you want to do with my life. Then he shows up. The problem is that many of people will give up on the last moment. When are you going to die on it? Because the Bible says that you must carry it to the point of death. But we carry. You see, at the point of death, that's when we see the miracle. No one, only one person of people are able to reach that. That point of death is very painful. Very painful. Babangba, batwak, 1 minute. 1 minute too. Say neighbor, 30 seconds. Yo. Imagine suffering for 59.5 seconds. Who says it? Half a second. You give up. Oh, you know. Just when comfort is about to come to you, the power of God, so that with the same, you can go and help others. You see how we fail other people. Oh, are you in the house of God? So you see how we fit. You know, when you go through stuff, take it, it's not for you. You have been trusted. You have been trusted with a lot for the benefit of others. It's no longer for you. Oh, are you here?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So they abandoned Adonai, the God of their fathers, who had brought them out of the land of Egypt, and followed other gods, selected from the gods of the peoples around them.
I like the word selected. God, it was a buffet of gods. It was like a what? Say neighbor, it was like everything. God, after they left God, they said, okay, I like this God. I like this God. I like the ears of this God. Eh? This one looks strong. Give me this one. They selected gods from others. Amen?
Amen.
You see, what is challenging about Christianity is this, is that you don't have a physical God to carry in your heart. You can carry an idol in your heart and people won't know. Hallelujah. Anything you believe in the power of above God has become your idol. Even money. Oh, money is like idolatry is serious. People serve money above. People trust money more than God. Right now, if I can tell you that I can teach you how to trust God. Now listen to me. I say I can teach you how to trust God. Okay, and for the next 6 months, I'm going to teach you how to trust God. Or I can give you 5 million. Which one are you going to take? Say, neighbor, be honest. For the next, I give my time to you. For the next 6 months, I teach you how to know God, to fear God. And then, oh, take a 5 million and go. Which one are you going to take?
Money.
Oh, Mudimo Chotz. You see our problem? Because we believe that this money is the solution to all your problems. So idol number one, I can tell you, it's in our hearts. It's money. It's money because money is everything. Amen?
Amen.
We blame many things on the fact that we don't have money. My life is like this because I don't have money. My life is like this because I don't have money. Things are like this because I'm fighting with my husband because there's no money. Am I talking to somebody here? You see, you'll be disappointed that the things that you thought money was going to solve is not solving. In fact, it's added more. Okay. Let's move. Hallelujah. Are you still here?
Amen.
The anger of Adonai blazed against Israel and he handed them over to pillagers. Now, pillagers, these are devourers. These are destructors. To pillage or whatever, it's like vicious. Ruthless destruction. You know, sometimes when I look at what is happening in South Africa, I see the cruelty of the whole thing. You know, South Africa tops the world in terms of the violent crimes. It's number one. We will not have the worst crime in the world, but the violent nature, we are number one. Ruthless. I mean, you rape somebody, you kill them. You move on. Ha! Say never, ha! You kill somebody to rape and then you move on with life. Oh, how heartless can you be? How heartless can you be? And tell me this is not the devil himself occupying people. 720 years for just one act of stupidity. Are you here?
Amen.
Now, there are two things that I want us to look at here. Number one is this.
why people ended up the way they ended up. Amen. Why people end up the way they ended up. It's because the knowledge of God was not preserved. The knowledge of God was not preserved. Hallelujah. Was not what? The knowledge of God was not preserved. When people depart from God, evil increases. Simple. When people depart from God, evil increases. When the knowledge of God was parted upon people or to people, it was not done so with fear. So people know God, but they don't fear God. Amen. Fear, now let me put it like this. When I tell you to do something and I ask, do you understand? And you say yes, and you don't do it, you don't fear me. I'm tired. Whether if this was your child, you tell your child, go do this, and they understand what must be done, and they don't do it. It's rebellion. It's a sign that you do not fear, revere, respect God. Hallelujah. So when the knowledge of God with fear is not preserved in a nation, in other words, the word of God, Iba and fella man, zifela. Bible, we just open it. We go to church. We're just listening. Amen. Because those who carry the message don't do it with the passion and the knowledge and the commitment and the conviction that they must have, because they themselves don't know God. Many people are just on the pulpits and teaching. Now, let me put it like this. Knowledge of God and fear of God must be preserved in three places quickly. One is your family. It's in the families. Amen. Some of us are, but there's no church at home. Hello? Pastor spent how many hours with people? Sermon of 1 hour. How can a sermon of 1 hour do everything? Hallelujah. We as parents are the ones that must preserve the knowledge with fear from our homes. Amen. Amen. That's number one. How many homes have taken this seriously? Prayer and the word of God in the homes. Look at your neighbor. Ka 80 king, level line ka 80. Skim. There's no longer skim. Please update me. I don't watch TV. What is there now at 8? It's still generation. Don't tell me generation is still there. Are they new people or old? The old ones are old. They are new people. So this is going to be for generations, of it looks like. Hallelujah. Amen. So 8 o'clock, homes. And for me, 8 o'clock is prime time, by the way. I'm sure that's why they choose. Even on TV, they put the best programs. Kaboma 8. Because everybody's relaxed now. They are home, no distraction. But why? And then they put at 8. To tempt you so that you should not pray at 8. You have to choose now between generation and God. Hello? Amen. This is prime time. Why do you think they're showing you that time? It is the best time. Why don't you give the best time to God and your family? Do you want the best out of God? You have to give him the best. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. At home, it was a challenge in the beginning when we started praying at 8 and all that. I said, ah, switch it off. Who has the remote? Switch it off. Amen.
Amen.
But now it's no longer an issue. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you serious about preserving this and making sure that it's not just a responsibility of the pastor? Number two is institutions like schools. Kicking the Bible out of schools and praying and assemblies and all that is also a problem. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's also what? And then number three is what? Is the church itself. Is what?
Church.
You know, when you read in the book of James, chapter 3, verse 1 says, not many of you should become teachers, my brothers, for you know that we who teach will be judged with greater strictness. Don't teach. Tell your neighbor, don't be in a rush to teach. Because those who teach are entrusted with the ability to not communicate only the knowledge, but also the conviction and the fear. When you speak, people must know that they must not just think that they are not going to do it again. They must know they are not going to do it again. The conviction must be there. Somebody. So we are not going to be judged just on the content of what we are talking about, but on the value. It won't be like, hey, oh, prepare le man. Look at how beautiful is your presentation. You yourself, did you believe what you're teaching? And you see what it has done to people that you taught. Look after church, what they do. And you are busy. You don't listen. I'm teaching you these things. You don't listen. They were listening, but they were not convicted. In other words, they were convinced, but they were not convicted. Yes. Now look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor, there's a difference between convincing and convicting. You convince the mind by your beautiful words, but you convict the heart by impact. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Am I talking to somebody here?
Yeah.
The conviction is the work of the Spirit of God that agrees with you. The Holy Ghost is not going to say yes to something that you yourself don't believe. You are in partnership with the Spirit of God as we speak. Oh, I think somebody's losing me here. If I communicate unbelief, it will not impact your life, even if you understand it. I'm trying to explain something to you here. You can have beautiful notes. We born at King Wetipi, like here, here I born. But to go and implement it, it go buwa. Because there was no convicting.
Yeah.
Do you understand today? Ah, we understand, Pastor. We understand. But let's go to implementation. Questions are asked. It is in the heart or it's in the mind. Are you with me?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now listen to this. We saw how the apostles believed God, believed Jesus, and went about doing miracles. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now he said to them in Mark 10 verse 8. He said to them, go, heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse those who have leprosy, drive out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. He said to them, go, hallelujah,
amen.
And do these things. Amen?
Amen?
And they did that. They did what?
They did it.
In Mark 16, verse 17 to 18. Just write them down. I'm going to go quickly now. Mark 16, 17 and 18. And these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will drive out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up snakes with their hands. And if they drink any deadly poison, it will not harm them. They will lay their hands on the sick and they will be made what? Well. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say the disciples believe this. Now listen, God in Acts 19, 11 and 12. God did extraordinary miracles. Say extraordinary miracles. Through the hands of Paul. So that even handkerchiefs and aprons that touched him were taken to the sick. And the diseases and evil spirits, they left them. And this I believe, Bazan. This I believe must be happening. Hallelujah. Are you still here? It's Acts 19, 11 and 12, yes. Acts 8, 6 and 7. The crowds all paid close attention to Philip's message. You see that? Now, they paid close attention to what Philip's message and to the signs they saw him perform. With loud shrieks, unclean spirits came out of many who were possessed, and many of the paralyzed and lame were healed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And this is what Jesus Christ said. Truly, truly, I tell you, whoever believes in me, John 14, verse 12. John 14, verse 12. He says, truly, truly, I tell you, whoever believes in me will also do the same. Will do these works that I am doing. He will even do greater things than this because I'm going to the Father.
Amen.
Now, Jesus Christ says, I'm going, and it's important that I go. He said also in another part of the Word of God, says, unless I go, he will not come. Now, people of God, understand this, that the coming of the Holy Spirit came with power. And the way it's supposed to happen, now listen to me, is that the operations of the power of God has to increase with time. Because he said greater works, and you saw that the disciples begin to walk in that greater power. But something's happened, things that stopped. Today we're supposed to be 10 times what we are reading in the book of Acts, at least 10 times. Not even the things that are there. Say no, it's a little basics. We should be reading into these new things. I don't know if you are hearing me. Are you hearing me? We should be reading what? New things. Because he says greater things. And he says, I'm going to the Father. Why? He says, if I don't go, he will not come. Who is this? The great power. The same power that rose him from the dead.
Yes, right.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
It operates in us.
Hallelujah.
Now listen to this. Acts 5, 15 to 16 says, as a result, people brought the sick into the streets and laid them on cots and mats so that at least Peter's shadow, say Peter. Petros. You see, Paul, you might say, Nentili Murutinyan, over. I might talk to somebody here. Paul, you can say, no, Paul was already a scholar. He was in the church, you know. But Paul was just a fisherman. I mean, Peter was just fishing. Peter didn't understand many things. Hallelujah. Are you hearing me? If Peter, and Peter, by the way, Peter, even it was tough, he said, I know. Who, Jesus, I don't know. He even denied him. Peter was like you and me. Look at the neighbor. He was like you and me. When situation doesn't, what's the right? Suit you. You just say, I sin now. I wasn't there. Peter is the same way. Peter was like you and me. But this is the guy. Go X5, Fibber 2. As a result, people brought the sick into the street and laid them on the cots and mats, so that at least the shadow of Peter. Yeah, not Peter Ola. How woman? Look at the neighbor. How woman? Peter was so bad that after Jesus was crucified, he went back to fishing. He just went back fishing. After all, how can you go to school of Jesus for 3 years? How fatal? Peter was normal, like you and I. I'm encouraging you. Are you encouraged? He was what? Peter was a normal guy. It could be like anyone from the mafia here. Paul, you can say, Paul, yeah. But he was a Pharisee, okay? Peter, I. Are you here? Who took the dice? And he became great. What am I telling you? Greatness is not far from you.
Amen.
I said greatness is not far from you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Crowds also gathered from the towns around Jerusalem, bringing the sick and those who were tormented by unclean spirits, and all of them were healed. Now, this is one of the things that I actually shows me why the church is a problem, why the church has got problems like this today. Look at Acts chapter 3, verse 6 and 8. Now, I'm going to tell you the story there. Read the story, Sir Peter. Acts 3, 6 and 8, and we are almost done. Okay. But Peter said, he said to this guy who was waiting there and asking for money, as it was his habit. He said, this guy couldn't walk. Okay. He said, silver or gold, I do not have. Now, you know, when I was reading this, immediately I was stopped by the Spirit of God there, right there. And he said, what do you see? And I said, what do I see? I said, what do you see there? And I stopped and I looked and I said, well, okay, I see it. You know, what is it? He began to show me the difference between today's pastor and them. He says, today's pastor, silver and gold is what they have. And I said, what? He said, today. He said, the reason why there's no power, you guys, silver and gold is what you have. Peter said, silver and gold, I don't have. But what I have, I give you. In the name of Jesus. But here, the average pastor carries gold and silver. But they're empty of the power. Are you still here?
Yes.
That is why this generation will not believe. Jesus Christ said, this generation will not believe until they see a sign and a wonder. Who is there to show them when people are just looking for gold and silver so they can line up their pocket, so that they can say, silver and gold I have. But what I don't have, I give you. Many give what they don't have, but they will pretend to have. Tell me, why should you fake a miracle? Why should you fake a miracle? Why should people lie there like, and you know you have paid this guy?
Oh, am I talking? Maybe I'm talking to the wrong people here.
You are here.
You are here. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And if those that are supposed to show us how, they don't believe it, what will become of us who are following? That's why the church is powerless. That's why the church is powerless. No one will say, hey, in the name of Jesus Christ, you drop dead where you are. Hello? You remember when you are 10 kilometers away that you are a Christian and that you carry the power of God in you. When you are saved and home and lock the gate and the and they say, oh, Kim Zalwani man, why should I run like that? Hallelujah.
Amen.
People of God, I really believe in that radicalism in Christianity. Believing everything as it is in the Bible.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I don't limit God. There are still things I'm still believing and waiting for. I've seen many things. Hallelujah. I've seen many things. Can't do anything. But I'm still waiting for more. But there are things that I know that if you will believe what I'm telling you, you will do them, that things that I have not done.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know, what I'm seeing in ministry today, it's really amazing. You know, it's really amazing. That level of grace and that level of power. You know, you see people, you see these kids, Baba Bandi Sango Maba, you see them? They're all running there. Do you have them here in the mafias? Do you know why they got there? Okay. Let's forget the Banaba fashion, but forget those. I'm talking about those who are convinced that this will help them. These are kids who are troubled by spirits. They fall at school. They see things. They scream. They run away. Their school, they cannot progress at school. They are confused half of the time. They are sick half of the time. Because you know why? It's because these kids have got gifts. And then the gifts are being fought for by the ancestors. So the ancestors are fighting to control this thing. And that is the fight. So we have had quite a number of, and in fact, one is as recent as 2 weeks ago. A young girl, she's doing matric. Grade 9. She collapses. She does. Simple prayer. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Simple prayer that I pray and I say, wow. I pray that the gift of this child must be put on hold. No one must access it until they are of age. Immediately they're back to normal life. Immediately they are back, they go to school, they finish their school. Their gift is closed. No one can access it. You know why? Why? Because this is the revelation I had from God. Greater things you shall do than this. This is greater power. You know why? It's because these kids can't differentiate between spirits yet. Who is trying to access my gift? And they can't until they are full of the word. Because it is with the word that you can discern things. How can a 15-year-old, 16-year-old understand these things? Because they don't care. They want to use them even at that immaturity. But God is waiting. You don't understand what I'm telling you. Jesus is waiting for the right time. So what do? We pray. gift on hold. Oh, I just love it. I just love it. Gift. They just pray gift on hold and they're okay. Back to normal. When I understand that they are now full of the word, they understand God, they understand, then we say gift. What is going to be? Gift on hold. Gift released. And then they begin to see again things. You know, I remember one time this girl, they called me from the, it was late in the evening. The mother said, she can't sleep. She's running around. She's seeing things. She says these things. And I said, yeah, what about anything? You know, people think you are crazy or you are seeing things that are not. They say, ah, they are there. She's not supposed to see them yet. That's why she's confused. Don't worry. Gift on hold. From that time, the same girl is a normal girl. Yeah. Hallelujah. That's real power. Say neighbor, that's real power. Changing lives, transforming lives. Hallelujah. Today, we line up our cars as testimonies and all those things. It's fine. Say neighbor, it's all right. It's okay. Let's not discourage those who want to bring cars as testimonies. It's fine. But I think there are more weightier matters in life than just cars and houses. And now there is life transformed, life released. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. How many of you believe you can do this? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Look at your neighbor, say greater things. You shall do. If you will believe. Now, Christians, I will preach this message one to one person at a time. One person says, yes, I believe it's enough for me. We can change the world one day at a time. If from here only one person runs with it, for me it's enough. The problem is that there is no one. Hallelujah. Only one person says, I heard the message, like the Benson Idahosa story I told you. He's the only one who said, okay, can it be done? Yes. Says, I'm going. He went. Amen?
Amen.
I don't want to hear stories that I'm telling you. I want you to come with new stories. Amen. Oh, your amen is not convincing.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, there's a story as I'm finishing that I also happened here, you know. When we were here, it was another. This place is hectic. You know, we were doing outreach in Mamelodi, next to that college. What is it called? Chuta Matal. Hey, you know, just in the main street there. So we were there with my kids. You know, at the time, I think it was just family. We had just started, you know. So we were, no, I think we were about four people or six. I can't remember. So as we were, you know, so the kids, he said, okay, you know, my two daughters, he said, okay, you go and approach young people. We'll approach adults. And then as they were approaching this one, a girl their age, you know, the girl fell, boom, Ribbon like a dust. And my kids like, it's like they want to call me. They don't know. I mean, like, that is the power of God. The girl just go, boom, in front of them. And they turn to say, and I said, okay, what is going on? And as I was approaching them, the girl woke up and ran for her life. I mean, it was like somebody was chasing me. And I said to them, what happened? They said, we don't know. As we were trying to talk to her, she felt, boom. Dust like dust. These are the stories that we want to hear.
Yeah.
For people to know that what we carry is something. Who's going to listen to you? Ah, but these people don't want Jesus. They want Jesus that they can see.
Hey, send neighbor, hey. Show them Jesus. Don't only tell them, show them Jesus. Amen. Who will believe our message if there is no power? We keep saying people, why are people going to these sangomas? Hey, they're going to where they think is powerful. I'm done preaching. I'm done preaching.
Amen.
I'm done preaching.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Are you blessed?
Amen.
Are you encouraged?
Amen.
Are you going to believe Jesus?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want you to go out tomorrow, wherever you are, and say, no, life can't continue the same way.
Amen.
You see somebody, you say, sister, come here. It's your name, Violet. Ara, no, Kirokiros. Okay, sorry. What are you doing? You're trying to believe God can use you to prophesy. Am I helping somebody?
Yeah.
Don't just listen to messages and you do nothing about.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You go to somebody, all right. You see what? There's nothing to lose here. Go to some stranger. He said, I believe you have got a headache. How did you know I have a headache? Can I pray with you? That's all you need to know.
Amen.
Jesus can heal you. And then you pray with that person, the headache is gone. That person is going to believe.
Yeah.
He's going to believe.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
It's not going to be something that, no. Well, if you want that to want to raise the dead, go to any mortuary. There are so many. He said, okay, can I raise one dead person from here? If they say you're going to kill our businesses, okay, sorry, sir. Go to the next motion. Hey, am I talking to somebody here?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Nobody follows us where we are going because we don't demonstrate anything.
Yeah.
If people know, Mom Mafias, Lonalita Mona, Likera something, you matter too much.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Don't be found in gossip because you are now implicated in gossiping. Am I talking to somebody here? No. Let's carry something better than that.
Amen.
Hallelujah. When they phone you, can you help us call the ambulance area? I'll call the ambulance, but I'm coming first before the ambulance. In the name of Jesus. Ambulance, if it, I told her, no, the person is already awake. Now, let me tell you this. I'm telling you recent stories. Last week, Sunday, one of the ministers from another route calls me. He says, they called me to this place and... one of the members couldn't come to church because the child was sick. So now the child is worse. He cannot even stand, cannot even walk. The child is just lame like this. A two-year-old. Yeah, a two-year-old. They called me Sunday afternoon. And I said, okay, let's pray. We prayed, and I said, how is the child? They say, okay, now the child was hot, temperature very high. They say it's very hot. Okay. And then I said to them, okay, just address the child. We prayed. And then I left them. After about 2 hours, no, 3 hours, I called them. No, and I said to them, after I prayed, I said to them, take the child to hospital. You see, that's what I tell people. You see? Because I'm a medical professional, so I'm also bound by certain things, okay? So I said to them, I've prayed, go to hospital. And then after 3 hours, I phoned back and I called the minister, I said to him, oh, did they take the child? He said, no, I sent you the audio. I said, what audio? I said, no, I didn't read the audio. What is the audio saying? No, the audio says the child, after you prayed, the child woke up, the child was running around, the child was even speaking to them, and when they left, he was saying, bye-bye, bye-bye, bye-bye. And I said, They didn't go to hospital. I said, no. And I said, please check on them. Make sure they still go to hospital. They said they'll go in the morning. And then in the morning, I said, okay. In the morning, I call him. And I said, hey, did they go to hospital? He said, okay, let me phone them. So he phones them and said, oh, the child is fine. Why should we go to hospital? Tell the apostle the child is okay. Amen. That is power. Amen. That is what?
Power.
That is power. I remember a story. One day, your minister here, David, was praying for somebody who was in the hospital. And as they were praying, and this person was in casualty, the mother is the one telling the story, because the child was on monitors with high BP, high pulse, high everything, low oxygen perhaps. And then as David was praying, the parameters started running like the on the screen, normal. Life. Oh. People, do you believe God?
Amen.
One of the testimonies you want to see next week with evidence. This girl comes to church. Do you want to hear this?
Yes.
It's in next week. The videos will be shown next week. I said they must prepare media, real life videos. This girl falls, go at a school playing netball. She falls, she breaks her ankle. And then she comes to church, she's in moon boot. And I said, what's going on? She said, I was playing netball, I fell. And I said, take off that thing. She took off the moon boot. And I said, walk. She started walking. She even cried. She said, I'm okay, there's no pain. And I said, are you sure? He said, okay, I'm okay, you know. And then, and she was playing a crucial game on Sunday, on the next Saturday, like a national thing. For schools, whatever, Karki National, I don't know. But it's something very important. And then I said to her, go play. She went and played. She has got a video of herself playing that match. A week later, broken ankle. Come on, people. Come on, people. This is the God that we serve. Oh.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. If we go there, out there with this, I'm telling you, Nal Mafias is going to follow you.
Yeah.
I said Nal Mafias is going to follow you.
Yeah.
You know, today, I'm going to pray a special prayer for you. That you will be transformed. You'll be filled with the Spirit of God on another level you've never experienced.
Amen.
The boldness that Peter had. Jesus said, you shall receive power when the Holy Ghost comes upon your life. Hallelujah.
Yes.
The same Peter who could do nothing, he began moving in great power. So that power is here today. How many of you want to be a different kind of Christian? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say, I'm tired of being just another Christian. Amen.
Amen.
What's about, you see, God wants people who are not complicated, sophisticated in life, who believe simple things. You see, education is a problem. Education is a problem. The more you know, the more it's hard to believe. Hello?
Amen.
Yeah, but you see, Peter was not, Peter was just there, fishing. Amen. He just a fisherman. Jesus says, this one, I want this one. Bo Paul, I'll see them later. What about a lightning? I'll see them next, later, a lightning. Do you love Jesus Christ?
Amen.
Come on, let's clap first for Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
There are those who will be joining us on podcast and other platforms, who want to pray with us, who want to give their lives to Jesus right now. I want us to pray with them. Say, Lord Jesus, I open my heart I believe that you came, you died, you rose again. Today, you are alive. You have given me your spirit that is able to live in my heart. Come into my heart. Be my Lord and my Savior. I separate myself from my past life. I receive the new life from you, Lord. From today, I declare you are my Lord and my Savior. In you and you alone, I will trust. I give my life wholly unto you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Now, I want you to lift up your hand again. Pray this prayer. Say, Lord, here I am. I am available. I don't want to be like the generation that do not know you, that do not believe you, that have never seen anything. I want to see you. I want to know you so that I can tell my children about what I know and what I've seen in my own life. I want to see you. I want to see your power operating in my life so I can guide my children, so I can guide those that I will be speaking to. I'll be teaching about the things of God so they can be convicted in their hearts to believe because I have believed, to see because I've seen. I don't want to breed a generation of unfaithfulness. I pray, Lord, I open my heart, fill me with your spirit so I may overflow, so I may receive power to do great works. Say, I'm available. Say, I'm ready to do mighty things. Let it start with me. In my family, let it start with me. In El Mafias, let it start with me. In Pretoria, let it start with me. In Gauteng, let it start with me. In South Africa, let it start with me. I want to believe you. Like Peter, I want things to happen. I want people to be healed just by listening to me, just by talking to me. I want people to be healed just by phoning me. I want people to be free. That's what I believe you for. And I know you can do it, Lord. Fill me with your spirit and your great power to impact the world. Let this revival in this nation begin with me. Pray, pray. Say, let this revival in this area, pray that it must start with me now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening, family. There is a way for both international listeners and South Africans to give. For international listeners, please use our PayPal Me link, which you can find in our podcast description. For South Africans, please see our banking details in the description as well. Shalom.